This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Southeast Asian leaders demanded an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar and an emergency summit Saturday with its top general and coup leader, Indonesia's president said. The leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations also told Senior General Min Aung Hlaing during the two-hour talks that a dialogue between contending parties in Myanmar should immediately start with the help of ASEAN envoys. Daily shootings by police and soldiers since the February 1st coup have killed more than 700 mostly peaceful protesters and bystanders, according to several independent tallies. Indonesia's Navy on Saturday declared its missing submarine had sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 days, apparently ending hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive. The military chief said the presence of an oil slick as well as debris near the site where the submarine last drove Wednesday off the island of Bali were clear proof that the KRI Nanggala 402 had sunk. Indonesian officials earlier considered the vessel to be only missing. Indian authorities scrambled Saturday to get oxygen tanks to hospitals where COVID-19 patients were suffocating amid the world's worst coronavirus surge as the government came under increasing criticism for what doctors said was its negligence in the face of foreseeable public health disaster. For the third day in a row, India set a global daily record of new infections. The nearly 347,000 confirmed cases over a day brought India's total to more than 16 million. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday said the 1915 massacres of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide, a historic declaration that infuriated Turkey and is set to further strain already frayed ties between the two NATO allies. In a statement, Biden said the American people honor all those Armenians who perished in the genocide that began 106 years ago. A North Carolina sheriff whose deputy shot and killed a black man while serving warrants said Saturday that he will ask a court to release body camera video as soon as he's confident it will not compromise an investigation into how the shooting occurred. The statement comes as the sheriff faces sharp criticism and calls for transparency. The county sheriff, Tommy Wooten II, said in a recorded video statement that he would ask a local judge as early as Monday to allow the release of deputy body camera footage of Wednesday's shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Wooten said that he would first check with the State Bureau of Investigation, which is probing the shooting, to make sure that releasing the video would not hamper their efforts. Prosecutors in Mexico say two men have been ordered to stand trial for allegedly making explosive-laden drones of the kind that have been used in recent attacks on police and soldiers. The Attorney General's office said Saturday the two were arrested a year ago in the central states of Puebla and Morelos. They face charges of violating federal firearms laws. The evidence suggests a tactic of sending out drones with packets of explosives has been in use longer than previously thought. Mexico's defense secretary said Wednesday that drug cartels have used explosive-laden drones in attacks in at least three states. Israeli police and Palestinian protesters clashed in Jerusalem late Saturday, an almost nightly occurrence since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan nearly 2 weeks ago. Police fired stun grenades and deployed mounted police to disperse the protesters who scuffled with officers at an entrance to the old city. Palestinians have been angry about Ramadan restrictions and tensions have spiked in Jerusalem, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and is home to holy sites across to Jews, Christians, as well as Muslims. Again, Israeli police and Palestinian protesters clashing in Jerusalem late Saturday, almost nightly since the start of the holy month of Ramadan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.